Los sonidos del planeta azul.
Los sonidos del planeta azul.
Ritmos étnicos.
UPV Radio. Paco Valiente.
Sari Zorio está al otro lado del cristal en los mandos técnicos y en la realización. Paco Valiente y Aclor Disco estará delante del micro en la presentación de las músicas. Los sonidos del planeta azul los puede escuchar de lunes a viernes en la programación de la Universidad Politécnica de Valencia Radio, UPV Radio, o cualquier momento desde nuestra página web www.losonidosdelplanetazul.com. Nuevamente, Malí es nuestro destino musical en los primeros minutos. Como en otras ocasiones os hemos recordado, Malí es uno de los países más pobres del planeta, pero un verdadero semillero de artistas capaces de hacer producciones musicales como la que estamos escuchando hoy de Samba Touré. Samba Touré, discípulo d'Ali Franka Touré, ha publicado este homenaje al maestro ya desaparecido. Songhai Blues, homenaje a Ali Franka Touré.
Baba
Este es el homenaje que hace Samba Touré al maestro Ali Farka Touré, un disco titulado como Songhai Blues. El último disco que publicó Ali Farka Touré se tituló como Saban, un álbum grabado en Bamako en unas sesiones ya míticas realizadas en el Hotel Mandé.
J'ai trouvé le métro, n'est pas un petit boulot, mais je suis un nez. Thank you. J'ai trouvé le métro n'est pas un petit boulot. Mais je suis. Des bombes, donnez-nous des motopompes pour qu'on puisse quand même venir à nos besoins naturels pour trouver la vie et le savoir et la sagesse.
Este fantástico trabajo de Ali Fracaturé, titulado Saban, fue merecedor de mejor disco del año. Un fantástico trabajo grabado en las sesiones en el Hotel Mandé de Bamako. Hoy buena parte del programa lo hemos consumido en escuchar música de Malí y lo que resta del programa nos marchamos al Caribe. Nos quedamos con Annie Narell y Relator.
A lovely day for cricket. Blue skies and gentle breeze. The Indians are waiting now to play the West Indies. A signal from the umpire, the match is going to start. The cricketers come on the field, they all look very smart. Irapali Prasanna, Gigi Boy and Wadeka, Krishna Murti and Vishnu Mankan. Them boys could well play cricket on any kind of wicket. They make the West Indies team look so bad. We was in all kind of trouble. Joey Carew pull a muscle. Clive Lloyd get about 3 run out. We was in trouble without a doubt. It was Gavaskar, the rel master. Just like a wall, we couldn't out Gavaskar at all. Not at all. You know the West Indies couldn't out Gavaskar at all. Venkataraghavan, Bedi in a turban, Vijay Jaishima, Jayantilal. They helped to win
Indies series against the West Indies at Sabina Park and Queen's Park Oval. 158 by Kanai, really sent all my hopes up high. Noriega 9 for 95, the Indian team they still survive. It was Gavaskar, the rail master, just like a wall. We couldn't out Gavaskar at all, not at all. You know the West Indies couldn't out Gavaskar at all. Rajan Jurani, Salka Abidali, Dilip Sadesai and Vishwanath. They make West Indies bowlers look like second raters when those fellows came out here to bat. West Indies try holder and keep voice. They had no other choice. They even try with Yuten Dow, but a short and a sorry they bring him now. It was Gavaskar, the rail master, like a wall. We couldn't out Gavaskar at all, not at all. You know the West Indies couldn't out Gavaskar at all. Desmond Lewis, also Charlie Davis, they take a little shame from out we face. But so was as a captain, he won plenty coaching before we cricket end up in a disgrace. Beatty here that he became a father, he catch out whole five in the cover. But when so was here he too had a son, he make duck and went back in the pavilion. It was Gavaskar, the rail master, just like a wall. We couldn't out Gavaskar at all, not at all. You know the West Indies couldn't out Gavaskar at all. You know the West Indies couldn't out Gavaskar at all. You know the West Indies couldn't out Gavaskar at all.
Andy Narell y en la voz Relator. Relator es una de las grandes celebridades dentro del calixo, este género antillano, con más de 100 años de trascendencia y que nació en 1948 en Trinidad y Tobago. Este monarca del calixo, según la competición de 1980, lleva tras de sí una larga trayectoria que ahora ve reforzada con esta presencia de Andy Narell. Un disco que ahora se publica y que tiene el título de La Universidad del Calixo, University of Calixo. El tiempo por hoy de los sonidos del planeta azul se termina, pero recordar nuestra cita diaria con la música del mundo, los ritmos étnicos en las ondas de la Universidad Politécnica de Valencia Radio, UPV Radio. Recordar también nuestra página web, nuestro punto de encuentro en la red de internet, www.losonidosdelplanetazul.com. Una página web donde vas a encontrar, por ejemplo, la referencia de los discos que hemos emitido en la edición de hoy, pero también en ediciones precedentes. Nos marchamos con este disco, la Universidad de Calixo, University of Calixo, de Andy Narell y Relator. Saiz Orión del control, Paco Alienta ante el micro, en la selección y presentación de los contenidos.
man tell me about 2 months ago to bring back the old time calypso. He said, well, relator people keep asking everywhere to bring back an old time reminder. I said, it's a good idea, without a doubt. But what the France they want me to sing about is, then he declare, sing about the price of food and how things so dear. Okro selling $5 for five, $6 for celery, $4 for sign. They raise currants and they raise raisin. Egg is $12 and $14 now a dozen. Edo's is now $5, my friend, and it's $10.25 a pong now. For melon jam, a lime long time was old talk and fun, but now a lime is $1.25 for one. Well, partner, everything that you just said was true. Money today don't have no value. And if you argue, people going to say that you're funny and tell you how you can't eat the money. It's true, you can't push the money down your throat, but people still not getting the money's worth. And the vendors and them so fierce, they just raise the price when something gets scarce. $4 a bunch of kressel. Pak choy is $12.50 a bundle. $11.50 now for potato. Some places is $12 for tomato. Kalaloo bush $10.50 in tongue. And carrot selling now $12 a pong. So if you brave to still go in the market, I could tell you that you only taking basket. Have to compare all these prices of foodstuff. Salaries today are not enough. You notice up to now I have not mentioned the grocery. That is more headache and a fresh set of money. Apart from that is light bill and rent to pay. God alone know how people are making out today. I could tell you then, people catching the aunt, uncle and nene. $30 now a pung for shark. Carrot is $28, that ain't no skylark. $25 for redfish, that is advantage. Some places is $10, they want for cabbage. Ripe fig $6.50, green fig $45. Poor people only struggling to survive. Imagine cauliflower, $6 a head. So it's cheaper to buy marijuana instead. Offer some solution before I conclude. Get a kitchen garden and plant your own food. But then again, everybody don't have their own backyard. Government must control prices in Trinidad, subsidize farmers and increase salaries. And in a case like that, we bound to get a ease and clamp down on this racket about the scarcity of goods and the black market kit. A pong of garlic now is $8.15. $6 a pong for Christophine. Pumpkin is $8.50 if you please. And in the shell is $16 for pigeon peas. 14 ounces of saltfish is $12.69. It's like pushing the umbrella from behind. A chicken is $30 and $2.50 to pluck. So it's cheaper to buy feed and raise your own cock.